And you know, before they bring the calf, you know, when the udder begins to get kind of big, you know, they say she's a springing.
Oh,
you ever hear that expression?
No.
Yeah. Yes, she's a spring, you know, when she gets big, you know, or other, you know, and goes to filling and goes to getting bigger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot of times. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
you know so much.
Well, I raised on a farm, been around the stock, you see, that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, in a herd of cattle, what would they call the male?
A bull?
Well, now...
A male or a bull, for sure.
When you were growing up, or when you were young, or, you know, around here, did they ever say that you weren't supposed to say that? Say bull in front of a woman?
Yes. Yeah, that would be embarrassing. But now nothing don't embarrass people.
Well, you mean a man wouldn't have said that in front of a woman?
No, they wouldn't talk about breeding stock like they do now, you see. No.
Well, reckon why that was. They just thought that.
Well, they just thought it.
And they, so what would they say in place of saying bull if they wanted to refer to a...
They would say male.
Male.
Yeah, they'd say male and see bull sounded a little more.
They'd say,
they'd say male.
Instead
of bull.
Now, what did you ever see the kind of something that looked sort of like a cow, except they had to put yolks on them? That they used them for
what? Ox. Ox.
You
oxen, yeah, the ones that tell you with the long horns that have to put a yoke on and work them to wagon. I've seen those pass our house when I was growing up, just a child, working oxen to the wagon. Yeah, they just have a yoke kind of across the neck and something to, you say, to hold up the tongue like that and they'd put it. And I've seen them, they used to plow them. I've heard of people plowing oxen. If I had to, anybody around here had to plow, of course they didn't do it right here, but they did do it in... Way back yonder, old times, they did. And on the talking about cooking on the fireplace, you're talking about the fireplace now. A lot of times the fireplace said have what they call a be iron rod across, where they could hook the handle over that, you know, and see to keep the cooking those iron dinner pots. Like.
Oh, and that's what they used to hang that over. Uh-huh. I wondered how they did that.
I heard my brother-in-law say about the best biscuits he ever ate is cooked on something like a Dutch oven. It's two iron skillets.
Uh-huh.
No, you grease one, you know, and put it on the coals and put your biscuit in there and then put that other oven lid on it and then put coals on that, you see. See, and that coals on top is brown them at the top and at the bottom, too. He said the best biscuits he ever ate.
And he has eaten them
Yeah,
he's eating them like that?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I never heard of that.
But you know, women way back then used to, I just don't see, it looks to me like they just cooked the brains out, you know, they're cooking on the fireplace when they didn't have no stove.
Uh-huh. I don't know how they ever must
have just... Well, I heard Miss Carter talk about someone who bought a wood stove and didn't know enough about it, had never cooked on one, where to put the wood, and said she opened the oven, put the fire in there, and it like smoked them out of the house. Instead of putting it along here for the firebox. Well, I believe I'd have known better than that if I never had to heard of
it. I believe anybody would have better sense.
Well, that's so.
Well, now, if people were plowing with mules and using two together, they'd call that a...
Double. They're plowing double, yeah.
Well, would they call that
a team.
A team of
mules. Uh-huh. A team of mules or a team of horses, whatever
they
be.
Or a team of horses, either way, now, how about a male horse? What would that be called?
A stud.
A stud. Uh-huh. Now, would they say that? I bet they
would. Yeah, I've heard them say that.
Well, now, would they say that?
But they'd always, the men would get out to the set and talk like that, you know.
Uh-huh.